The teacher walkout is now in its third day here in Arizona, and it's hard to drive anywhere right now without seeing Red for Ed written on a car window or on a sign. It's that community support the teachers have built together as they fight for more pay and to restore $1 billion to public education. From KJZZ's Education Desk, Casey Kuhn reports on teachers from two Phoenix districts with past money problems.
Kids play tug of war and run around a multicolored parachute. Teachers and aides in red shirts lead the students around Jack Cuban Elementary School in South Phoenix. It was the day before school closed for the teacher walkouts last week.
We're hoping that it's not that long and that the governor and the legislature develops a plan to sustain funding.
Mary Fazio has been with Murphy School District for more than 35 years. She's a reading interventionist and says teacher retention is a huge problem for the district.
Probably 30 to 40% of our staff is a turnover.
Every year?
Every year.
Fazio is the head of the Murphy Education Association. Her district has faced constant budget problems and declining enrollment, which means fewer state dollars. Recently, the school board considered a 5% pay decrease for all staff in the face of what was then expected to be a $2 million budget shortfall. The board ultimately voted not to dock salaries after teachers and parents showed up in droves to public meetings. Fazio says not only is it hard to find someone to fill teacher positions, it's even harder to find certified teachers.
You just can't say, all right, well, now we're going to change the qualifications because we don't have enough teachers. Maybe change the pay and you would get qualified people.
The governor last year signed a law letting anyone become a teacher if they have a bachelor's degree and a background check. The latest numbers from the Arizona School Personnel Administrators Association show Arizona is still 1,000 teachers short. East of Cuban Elementary is Roosevelt School District, also in South Phoenix. Nancy Schwartz is a lead librarian and head of Roosevelt Education Association.
There's so much good going on in Roosevelt, but it's like we have to do monumentally more to make up for the negative image that's already there.
The bad image comes from overspending its budget by almost $4.5 million in 2 years, plus low-performing schools. The undercurrent of frustration, Schwartz says, has been years in the making at Roosevelt, not just the few weeks it took to organize a teacher walkout.
Not only do I not have all the supplies that I need, I have a larger class size because we don't have people. With that larger class size, I don't have the additional assistant of a paraprofessional. So it's just all compounded.
When enrollment drops, teacher positions are cut, and classes get grouped together, meaning bigger classes and fewer teachers. Others simply leave the profession. Michelle Campuzano is in her last year as a certified special education teacher at Ignacio Concho School.
I can't be a single mom and a teacher. Every year, the demands get higher and higher, the pay gets less, the resources are diminishing, and it's just a burden I can't bear.
Campuzano has a special needs son and says the extra hours spent getting supplies for her classroom with her own money and caring for him became too much.
I have to put my son and his wheelchair in the car. I have to go to the store and pack up and do that over and over. And that's what we do on our weekends. I'm tired. I'm exhausted.
Campuzano says she wants to empower Roosevelt parents to ask for what their kids need. But it's not easy to walk away from her vulnerable students after this year.
I don't feel like I'm leaving them. I feel like I'm leaving the classroom to go fight for them in a different way.
Campuzano says she's seen parents come out to Roosevelt school board meetings when they never have before. And she thinks that's what the Red for Ed movement is all about. Teachers, parents, and the community banding together to demand a better future for their children. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Phoenix.